It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than washing yourself white. You can join our chat room, the Den 10, by going to davinsden.com, clicking chat, and listen live. If you want to call in, you can call in 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Ellis.
Hi, everybody.
Pip.
Hey.
Joe will be here soon, at some point. On the show tonight, we'll be talking with Election Inspector for Orange County Board of Elections, Tim Tate, about some concerns about our voting process. Maybe we'll find those 5 million illegal voters. Maybe they were hanging out in Orange County.
Just in Orange County alone? Can you imagine if they're just here is 5 million?
Trump carried the count. Scamming scammers with Jane. A Dove soap ad angers people. 10 things not to say to your significant other. A mentally ill man goes on a shooting spree. That's timely. Worked out well with what we discussed last week. Thank you, sir. And Scam Busters with Ann. So that...
Scam Busters!
I'm glad you're full of energy.
Well, you know, I don't know where the heck it's coming from.
I'm glad you are, because last week, not so much.
Yeah.
And I was carrying it. This week, I'm a little tired.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little tired. Want to watch a little Yankee game? But you're carrying it through. You're dragging my carcass through. I appreciate that.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to pull with the correct hand,
well, you know,
which is the left now.
The carcass is not as heavy as it once was, so it should be a little easier.
And I thank you for this. Because
I did this for you.
Since I'm on the DL, I really need you to lighten my load, so to speak.
I will do my best to release my load. I can promise you.
You know, I just wanted to call back to last week when we were talking about underwear.
We're doing a week ago callback?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, our listeners know what's up.
Okay.
And we were talking about your enthusiastic disgust for the fact that women don't wash their bras every day.
No, not women. You.
Me and most women don't wash their
bra
every day.
No, you know what? That's a good way to get Harvey Weinstein not to touch you.
You know what? Anything that you have, anything in your repertoire, your collection of guns, I don't know
any women that don't change their bras. Disgusting. Yeah, I don't want to rehash this again. You did a survey? You were discussing?
No, I didn't do a survey this week because I've already discussed this amongst other people. So I wanted to just let you know that for you, I am wearing a fresh brassiere today.
Not for me.
Yes, absolutely.
Not for me, for Mr. Helix.
Well, no, he doesn't care.
He should. What, he has no sense of smell?
Apparently not. We've been happily married for many years.
No sense of taste? I don't understand.
Well, that was the good news.
I mean, we could just call you Skanky Tits and call it a night, I mean, if you want.
Well, is that going to be the highlight or the low light of the evening?
Skanky Tits is always right in the middle.
It sounds like one of those things.
But so my disapproval had an impact.
No, I just thought I'd let you know that
it
I happen
had an
to
impact.
Be no, none
You're
none
still
whatsoever.
Wearing bras back to back days?
Yeah.
Fucking filthy, disgusting animal. Disgusting. With all the bullshit you buy, treat yourself to a bra.
I really do have to. You know, like you go through, you'll buy a couple and you'll wear them for a while and then they start getting old.
No.
You don't know.
No.
I'm educating you.
No, you just. You buy, you accumulate, some get phased out, but you have a nice coat. You have at least one for every day of the week.
No,
at minimum,
I don't at this
you have
point.
Well, that's fucking sad.
No, yeah.
You treat your tits better.
You have three.
No, you have three. I don't know any woman that only has three bras. It's fucking
No, I have a ton, but some of them are like fancy bras. Some of them are
Treat your tits.
Are happy time bras. Some
of them treat yourself. Wear something clean. That's what we're asking. It's disgusting. You sweat. Yeah, we've talked about this. It's disgusting. You can justify it all you want. It makes you unfuckable. It makes you unfuckable. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? That's actually good because there's only one person that should be.
Well, if he had any fucking pride in himself.
he apparently does not.
You would be now unfuckable to him. I will have this conversation. He should have me on his afternoon drive music show to discuss this.
Oh, I'm sure he'd love to talk about how disgusting his wife is with you on the air.
No, we're going to work out how to make you less disgusting.
Oh.
It's not like just a put-down thing. I'm helping.
There's so much time. There's
I understand,
so much
but
work
I just want
to
focus
do.
On your boobs.
As do most people.
Exactly.
That's the only area. That
did you discuss this with Mr. Helix?
No, I actually didn't.
I'm sure if he could voice an opinion, he would go for clean. I'm sure if he was consulted on this conversation, he'd go, yeah, it'd be nice if they weren't slimy and skanky and smelly. Sure, I'd go for that. Yeah, you know what? With all the bullshit she buys, let's throw an extra $40 in our little budget and get her a couple bras so she has one for, I don't know, Wednesday. How about a Wednesday bra?
A Wednesday bra. I like that.
Sure, it's hump day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe it would be if I had a special
man
Wednesday.
Any man who had a vote. If you were going to waste your money on stuff, and you waste your money on a lot of stuff, I'm looking at you drink some coffee right now.
Yeah.
Wasting money on
That's
stuff.
That's survival.
No. Waste money on stuff. We would all, you know, we're not even picky. Like, oh, yeah, sure, we like lacy and frilly and easy to get to. But push comes to shove, we'll take clean. Push comes to shove.
Mr. Helix has always been, you know, lingerie is kind of a waste of time because it's not going to stay on that long.
I agree.
Yeah.
But clean tits are not.
No. They're stay. I'm not saying that they're not clean.
Do you take a shower every day?
Yeah.
So you're going to put clean breasts into a dirty bra. Does that make sense to you? It makes no sense. It's stupid.
Well, I don't want to.
It's stupid. You're stupid.
Yes.
Dirty tits and stupid. It's an awful combination. You're lucky to have Mr. Helix. Quite frankly, you're lucky we tolerate you.
You know what? It's starting to sound like one of those Facebook memes where you're like, what's your birthday? Okay, you're December, dirty. 19th, tits. Dirty tits, you know?
I don't know about that meme, but I can just get that from the show.
Yes.
Trust me. Have the conversation with Mr. Helix. Go, listen, we have a little extra money.
Yeah.
We could put it aside. Or I could have a clean bra for every day of the week. What say you? Have the conversation. I guarantee you I'm right.
He would say to me, "As I only wish that you could wear all those shoes on your boobs because you have enough for the year."
Right. So what, you have a million pairs of shoes.
I do.
But you have three bras.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I know. Well, I've been meaning to go and get more, but I was waiting until like this whole shenanigans with the shoulder are over.
They have to be washed every day. You have every third day.
Yes, master.
Every second day. So because you have to have a clean bra in the bullpen. Every second day, there should be washing going on in your household. It should be. It's ridiculous. I don't start a week unless I have seven pairs of underwear to do that week or seven pairs of clean socks. I won't do that. Then I know that Sunday I have to do laundry. There's no double up. No. These are my balls. They deserve the best.
Well, I've been wearing these panties for at least 7 days now. And
yeah,
no
they walked
complaints.
In on their own.
They did. They got in here before me, which was disconcerting.
I thought you went to Cheese Country. I had no idea.
Cheese Country.
It's like, ooh, it smells like Italy. Is that Pecorino Romano or your crotch?
No, it's not Pecorino. I don't pack that.
No, I mean, everybody would say, treat yourself. Get a clean bra.
Okay, master.
Nobody would. Even Joe. I mean, we've been through. I don't can't believe you're bringing it up again.
No, well, I wanted to say that I was wearing a clean one.
But every day. Well, every time you come here, I expect that.
Yeah, and what are you going to do, inspect?
I don't have to. People are talking. You knew we had a guest tonight, so you raised your game.
I did, yeah. A little bit.
No, I mean, listen, this is not something up for debate. You don't wear socks back-to-back days, do you?
No.
You don't wear underwear back-to-back days, do
no.
you?
No.
Bra is part of the underwear and sock ensemble. It is. It's all part of the shit that goes underneath that keeps everything in place.
I'm just telling you that if you really want to know, that's what women do.
That, well, no, never a woman I've been with, because if she did, I would end the relationship.
Get out.
If you're that fucking filthy, I can't be with you. I'm a clean person.
Well, I know you are, but I mean, you've never seen the missus wear the same bra twice?
No.
Really?
No, we have a washing machine. She's allowed to purchase stuff. Why would she?
It's a pain in the ass to find a good proper fitting bra.
Then
it
buy
really
six
is.
Of them of the same type when you do.
Sometimes the stores don't even carry
you
that
know
many.
What? It's not fucking impossible.
It's not.
Your tits are not special, all right?
Yes, they are.
Maybe, but they're not special enough where you cover them with crap and just leave them all schmutzy. It's disgusting.
They're nice
if they're so special, they deserve to be clean.
Yeah, they're
special.
No, I mean,
I can't even fathom. Because you're sweating, you're in an office, then it gets cold, so now you got chilly boobs. Like, first they're, like, sweaty, and then it glistens on you, and then it stays there, and then you come over after a hard day of dealing with your taskmasters and fighting traffic and everything. You feel like shit. You peel out of your clothes. You take a nice warm shower. Your cats wake you up the next morning. You put on new underwear, put on clean underwear, and go, where's that skanky bra? Where's that?
That's exactly what I say.
Maybe I could slide that onto me. Do you understand how ridiculous you sound?
I know that sounds ridiculous.
Because it is.
I'm just saying it happens.
I overlook a lot of things with you.
Yeah.
This I cannot. Because seriously, why not just announce to everybody, hey, I got dirty tits and a cat pissed on me. I'm Pip Helix. How do you do?
I do.
Well, not when you met me.
No, I didn't. I didn't have those two symptoms right at that moment.
You don't give a shit anymore.
But I would have told you.
You don't give a shit about yourself anymore. It's pathetic. A little pride. You can't defend it. You can't defend it. like you should. Like the only way to defend it goes, you know what? I like to be disgusting, and then that's the end of the conversation. If you go, I like to be disgusting, they go, well, there's nothing I can do for you.
No,
you need to be hosed off in sandpaper.
No, as long as I keep the flies off, I'm figuring I'm doing well.
No, you're figuring wrong. You're figuring wrong.
Oh, well, Joe's girl saying she's a clean one every day.
Thank you, Joe's girl. Yes, because she takes pride in her breasts as well she should. Good for you, Joe. See, it's just you. You're a filthy... And you know Joe's girl would like to go against me. You know she would... You know
she would love to fight you.
Exactly. She loves the Pip Helix much more than she loves me. But even Joe's girl goes, you're a filthy mess, Pip. She knows.
She didn't put it in those words, but I'm getting that message.
Yes. Yes. It's disappointing.
I know. I know. Well, it's a good thing that you don't have to climb on top of this ever.
Nobody's going to climb on top of it. It's going to be like a fucking super fun zone. Nobody's going to go there,
Puerto Ricans
are going to be like slurping off it because they have no choice.
Poor Puerto Ricans.
Yes.
I love that nobody seems to know that Puerto Rico is part of the United States. I love that.
Well, they do now.
Well, yeah, but they didn't.
No.
Oh, that other place, that
it's
country.
Not a state. It's not a state. It's a
I know, but it's still, it's like that place. It's like the U.S. Virgin Islands.
I don't think their president knew at first.
No, he didn't know.
I don't think he knew.
And he didn't know about the Virgin Islands for sure.
No. He thought it was placed to find Melania's replacement. How do I not have a property here?
I know, right? It's like... there's probably a lack. I mean, I know that a lot of Americans. I was taking one of those quizzes online, and
well, those are for reals.
Yeah,
those are legit.
Well, this one, these were kind of hard. I mean, I went down the the black hole of quizzes on this stupid website. It started with the questions that they ask when you want to become a citizen. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just see if I could get citizenship if I wasn't lucky enough to be born here.
Oh, no, most of us couldn't.
And it was hard, you know. And
we got to remember, they just studied for it.
Yeah. I mean, I did okay. I did okay on the quiz, actually.
That's good.
Yeah. I thought that they were softballing the questions, you know. I think that the citizenship questions are actually harder and I wouldn't be able to pass. And sometimes I get a little screwed up about which war was about which thing, you know, because it was the dullest part.
War of 1812 is a bitch. Nobody gives
what
a
was
shit
that about.
Nobody gives a shit about the sequels.
That's
what that was.
Yeah.
That was a sequel war.
Yeah, I was like, and why should I care?
We kicked England's ass and they wanted another shot at us.
I know.
That's all that war was.
Why should I care?
Yeah. The only sequel that's better is Empire Strikes Back and World War II. Better sequels.
Yeah, much better.
But I'll tell you what, Trump's on production of World War III, so we got more special effects.
Much more. Realistic effects.
I think it's going to be like a Michael Bay thing, this war. A lot of explosions. But, you know. A
lot of explosions. Or one big one.
I don't think any of us are going to know what the plot is, but we're going to go, ooh, that's bright.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
The last thing I see.
Yeah. I think this is going to be the Donald Trump presents a Michael Bay film, World War III.
as the all of the fiery ball comes whipping through, and the torrential winds come whipping through a children's playset. Oh, wait. I know that movie.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I look forward to it.
Yeah,
any day now. Any day
now.
But hey, you know what? No reason to have a clink bra for that.
No, why should I?
You're going to shit your pants.
I'm going to be wearing the ripped panties for that day.
Oof, ripped panties. I'll tell you what, underwear is a strange thing. I feel like underwear that like has a hole in the crotch has just given up.
It has.
I feel like, wait a minute, the legs can survive, but the crotch, what are you telling me?
It said, I can't take the stress anymore.
Yeah, I kind of feel that. I feel disappointed.
Like it left on you?
It let you down? What? I thought we were in this together.
You were for...
Next thing you know, my junk's hanging out in the middle where it don't belong. Now I got to throw you away.
There was at one point... You know, uncivilized men who have not been reined in by women for a while sometimes
running free on the plains.
Running free, yes, yes. Feral men, feral, if you will.
Feral men, I like that. Write that down. Feral men.
Feral men.
I'll tell you what, though, you do not want to approach a feral man colony.
Oh no, you won't get out.
No, it's like the Harvey Weinstein casting couch
times three.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that would be bad, because at least he didn't leave bite marks. The feral men sometimes get into a rut with certain things, and sometimes it's underwear.
Yeah, you know what?
You know what I mean?
I'm throwing out more than I used to.
Yeah.
I mean, because I held on to underwear for a long time.
Yeah, there was one scary pair that Mr. Helix was holding on to for God knows what reason. When we first got together, this thing had more air conditioning than it had,
I think for me, it's like, you know, I got a rapidly aging child.
Yeah,
and if I'm going to walk around in the underwear,
yeah,
it can't be a show.
No, you can't be free balling with the youngster around.
No, things can't be popping out.
No,
you got to be completely covered.
Yeah, because that would be like way too much information, too much time on the couch later.
No. I think her coming of age has made me look the underwear in the face, go, listen, we got to break up.
Maybe this is the underlying part of your disgust with my...
No, always clean,
my
though.
Bras.
Always
oh,
clean.
Oh, okay, good.
Always clean.
Yes. I have clean underpants.
Well, this is part of your undergarments. Fucking
yes.
Expand your horizons, you animal.
I will.
Animal. Got feral boobs.
Yeah, well, when we met, that was part of my act.
Out.
Those were the bad old days for you.
It's like, I need a rape shower after that act.
You know, some of the places that we worked, quote unquote, I just felt the pressure they were so disinterested in having comedians there, and some of the like places that we very, very first started in.
You didn't feel like writing them jokes. You're like, well, fuck you.
Yeah, kind of.
If you're not going to bother, neither am I. And I'll tell you what, I'm not washing my bra tomorrow either.
Yeah, so there.
How you like that? Dirty tits and no punchlines. How you like me now?
I had punchlines. They just weren't good.
You had some funny stuff. You were all right.
Thank you.
You had funny. I thought you were funny. You just didn't stick with it.
No, I didn't. But it was difficult having people that were not interested in you being there. And I found it.
You come here every Tuesday. I mean, you should be used to it.
Well, now I'm hardened and crusty in more ways than my bra.
There it is. There it is. It's a foot race.
Yeah, I cared a lot more then. I don't care as much. You know what I mean?
Comedy hardens you up.
Yeah, yeah, it does. And also, you know, my day job made me tough as nails. I hate everyone now.
No, you
equally.
Don't.
No, I don't.
If you did, you'd come back to comedy.
If I was hard. Yeah, you know what? There's something. You really do have to have that self-protective gene.
What do you mean that self-protective gene?
Well, I mean, anybody in show business has to have that wall up so that, you know, the rejection. I mean, should it be for being asked to do something, or should it be how much you're getting paid for a gig, or whether, you know, jokes are flying that night or not? I mean, I've seen you have tough nights, but you always battle through.
No, every night, every joke, a home run.
I know, you know, the golden boy.
I pose after every punchline and just let the adulation wash over me.
Yeah, applause breaks every minute.
Yes.
Every 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of punchlines. I do have a lot of punchlines per minute.
Yeah, ba-dum, boom, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
It's like popcorn in the microwave.
It's like a drum solo.
But interesting.
Yeah. Yes, true. Yeah. Some of them, oh my God.
I have a drum. Yay! Yeah, so does every two-year-old. Let's get the fucking singer back out here. Enough, Bonzo, whatever.
But one of the things that I never really developed was that hard, really tough skin.
Well, it's hard when you're starting because you don't have a lot of positives to fall back on. You just have a lot of getting your teeth kicked in.
Yeah, oh yeah, and people are just like, be funny. Like,
no, no, that's the answer to that. No,
no, I absolutely will not.
No, I don't work for you. Fuck you.
But I felt because in the bars and stuff, the blue material worked better. I found myself leaning more towards like blue material.
Yeah, I used to do that. Then, yeah. I got better. And when I was teaching, I would tell my students, write for where you want to be, not where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard. You say fuck a lot. Listen, when we used to do the show at Anthony's house, this radio show, I said fuck a lot more.
Yeah,
you kind of fall into bad habits.
You do. But you do because
not being disciplined.
Yeah, you just get into whatever space you're in. You start like fitting in there.
I used to say fuck a lot more in my act.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. But, I mean, I think that a lot of people do because, I mean, although some people are turned off by too much, you know, it's like every other word is an F-bomb. They start to roll their eyes like, do you have any other words?
No.
No. No.
And fuck. fuck. You see? It's a very good joke.
I bought a shirt in Times Square when I was there with some friends that it's stupid. But it made me laugh for a full 10 minutes. You know, I go on those laughing jags, usually during our ads. But yeah. I laughed at this. It's just, everybody's seen it. Fuck you, you fucking fuck. And for some reason, it just hit my funny bone. And I was like, that's hilariously stupid. And I, of course, had to get it.
It's good for work.
Yeah, of course. I wear it 2 days in a row.
I bet you do, you skank.
No, not that.
No, but comedy's not easy.
No, and it looks easy to people.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I remember there was this person that was in the first class where we met. And no, you know what? I don't think she was in the class. She was one of the like latecomers after we took the class. And she got up at one of Ann Simonetti's gatherings. Mm-hmm. And she was telling, and it was obviously her first go, and she's telling jokes about people that she worked with that must kill at work, but nobody sitting there knew these people from work. It's like if you do an impression of your boss and it's really spot on, but it's only funny to people you work with.
Yeah, well, you gotta make it so everybody knows who you're talking about.
Right. And it was just, none of this was good. She worked at a photo, this is how far back this goes. Yeah, and like a photomat kind of place, or like 1 hour photo or something. And she's telling, and so the film on the spool, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, oh, God.
I don't remember this. I must not have seen it.
I don't think you were there that night.
Good.
Yeah, no, it was so painful.
I've seen enough bad comics.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen enough bad comics and bad bands, you know, for a lifetime.
I don't need that. Be better.
Yeah,
if I'm going to be present, be better.
Actually, they're stepping it up just for you.
They
like
should.
I did with my fresh bra.
That's all I ask.
Yeah, I know.
Be your best.
Yeah.
And then some.
And then some.
Be your best and then a little bit more.
You know what occurred to me the other day is incredible performance pressure is that show Naked and Afraid.
I like that show.
I do too, but it makes me stressed because I just think, not only do I have to figure out how to survive, because I'm on the journey with them.
Yes.
But not only do I have to figure out how to survive, but I'm naked.
Yeah, like the women are like, yeah, there's bugs up my cooch.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Whoa.
And the guy's like, yeah, I got bit in the nuts. Whoa.
Yeah.
This is not fun at all.
And I am a tasty treat for mosquitoes, so I can imagine.
I'm not doing that show.
No, going into like some wild jungle and they have things that we don't even know about that will bite you and infect you, and they're walking around naked.
Sounds like a lot of clubs I've been to.
Sounds like my basement.
Yeah.
But it's not, what are they thinking? Because these people, some of them get so sick that it's like they have to be carted out of there.
Yeah, but enough with the film crew and the medics intervening. Either fucking survive or die. Enough of this shit. Is it reality TV or not? Because if we're going to save people, it's not reality. They have the chills, and then they give them that little silver wrap thing to warm up, and they let them stay in. No! No. Once you're helped by the film crew and the producers, you're out.
Done.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised that they do that. They go in and they give them some aid. I mean, unless...
or they give them some medicine. No, you're done. You want to save your toe? Fine. We want to save your toe. But not while the camera's rolling. You're out, skis.
Well, what should they do? Should they let them
go.
Suffer?
You can lose your toe. You sign a waiver, or we medicate you and you're off.
They have to know. The places that they're putting these people are so inhospitable. There was one episode, I don't know if you remember this one, where
they all blend.
I know they do. And they were staying, the two were trying to make camp, and they realized after they had set up this whole little, you know, tiny lean-to kind of number, that they were under this tree that was so evil.
Is that the spider one?
No, it's this evil tree that it, like, drools sap.
Oh, yeah, like the sap that burns.
The sap that burns your skin off?
Yeah.
And they're like, we just set up our bed underneath
the
lava
tree. Yeah, and they got treatment or something. Like, one of them got treatment. No,
yeah.
You're out. You go home.
He's covered in skin-eating sap.
Listen, either have skin or you don't, but you can't stay. Them's the rules.
You have skin or you don't.
Yeah, enough with these pussies.
Can you imagine the infection he'd get if he stayed? That would be like, oh, they'd be sued up the wing-wong.
No, you sign a waiver. Waivers take care of everything.
Yeah, well, the waiver saying that if I've done something that is going to, like, really hurt me or it's going to, like, kill me, that you're not responsible?
No, we'll save you, but you can't stay on the show.
Yeah, I guess they have to say time. And then this other, whoever the other poor bastard is, like, stuck on their own.
It sucks for you. That's why you go on this stupid show. You got to prove how tough you are.
I know.
Oh, I was gangbanging a Bukkake film, and I just want to show my daughter I could overcome everything. All right, so you're going to go on this? That's fine. I don't know. Get a degree. How about that?
How tough are you?
Yeah.
You want to walk through a really bad neighborhood yelling, like, racial epithets at 3 a.m.? Hey, that shows you're tough.
I was in Charlottesville, and I got cold-cocked. now I'm going naked and afraid to prove how tough I am. Fuck off. I was an altar boy in Miami. Ass hurts. I'm going to show them and every altar boy. Get the fuck out of here. I don't give a shit about your story.
If you didn't have to be naked, if it was that show, if it was just a survival show.
Then we already have that. It's called Survivor.
Yeah, I know, but would you ever go on one of those?
No! I don't know! I like hotels!
No!
Why would I want to?
You made that sound like I just pinched you. No!
Why? I'll go on this show, Resorts and Pampered. I'll do that.
I love that show.
Small soaps? This is bullshit. I want full-fledged body soaps. Oh, it leaves a film on me. No, no. A four-star resort should not have this type of soap. That's the show I'll go on, where I just go around fucking criticizing shit.
You know what? Mr. Hillocks and I went on this trip to, like, really north New York, almost to Canada, because there's like friends of friends that have a farm up there. And so once a year they invite all of their friends to come and they have a big party over the weekend and they have like a lake and everybody tubes in the lake and they swim and they
sounds awful.
They do music at night. Ugh. And no, it's fun.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. It's a lot of fun. And most of the people go up there and they camp on their land.
They don't even have a room to put you up in?
No.
I'm driving 6 hours to hang out with you. I'm hanging out with you. You're welcome. I'm going to bring something nice, maybe some wine or some food or a nice craft for your house. And you don't even have a bed? Fuck off. I'm not on the road. When I'm touring, all bets are off. But I'm bringing my family. We're going to party. What, we can't even cook inside? We have to cook in a bonfire? Fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much.
No. No. I can do that in my backyard. I don't need to spend the gas and tolls. Fuck that.
What about the camaraderie and
do
all the
you
people?
Do you know
that...
me?
I do.
I have Skype. I can video. Set up the computer by the bonfire. I'll see what you're all doing in the comfort of my own home, and I'll roast some s'mores on the stove. How do you like them apples?
Camaraderie is a dirty word for you.
No, but there's no reason to drive and then to sleep outside. Ugh! If I'm going to sleep outside, I have a backyard. There's no reason. There's no unless I'm going to Canada and I'm spending the night there and you're helping me out by letting me stay on your like on your land, like this is some wagon wheel homestead type bullshit that we're doing. No, there's no need. You have a nice bed. There's a shower. There's some clean linens, some clean towels. Worst Pop-Tarts in the morning? That's what we're asking for. I'm not fucking sleeping outside. Oh, let's all hang out at my house. No, are you guys going to be sleeping outside? No, we have a house, stupid. Why would we do that?
Yeah, the
house. Where are the dogs going to sleep? Inside. What do you think? We're uncivilized? What's wrong with you? They are pets. Of course they sleep inside in the warm on the bed, and they'll have biscuits and kibble in the morning. They'll come down. No, it's going to be lovely for the dogs. But enjoy the lake outside with all the bugs. Hope it doesn't rain. Ugh, go fuck yourself. No. There's nobody I'm hanging out with. Steven Tyler could be jamming up there. Fuck you, Steven. Let alone some crappy friends of friends. Ugh. No.
It's kind of primitive.
Why would I want that? I've evolved. I wear clean underwear every day. I'm not those people.
I could not do it. We got a motel room.
Good girl.
Close by.
Good girl.
I couldn't.
Because even though you have dirty tits, you have a little fucking civility.
I do.
Good girl.
The motel that was closest to this place actually had a sign, no.
Hey, at least we're not a backyard.
Yes. And the other sign said, no ice cleats in the room. Because people go out on the, it's mostly a fisherman's motel.
Oh, you just paint a hell of a picture.
And they were, it's close to one of the Great Lakes.
Why would I travel for that awful experience? I stay in shitty motels. I've stayed in shitty motels. I don't like to. I don't relish it. They earn my scorn. Why would I do that on my own volition? I do that when the shitty club owner won't get me a nice place and puts me in that shithole. Do you know where I fucking vacation? I just went to Italy. I go to the Bahamas. I go to Florida. I'm not going on some friend of a friend, some shitty fucking lake with the ice fucking fishermen and the mosquitoes the size of pterodactyls. Fuck you! It's not a vacation.
We did it twice.
What, you don't learn the first time?
No, we didn't.
You're an asshole.
No, I know. I mean, it was fun spending time with those people.
No,
but
it's not. It's not.
It was.
You know what? You know where it's fun spending time with people? At a wedding where you don't know anybody and they're at your table and it could be worse. That's
right.
That's when you want to spend time with those people. I'm fucking driving 6 hours to sleep outside to spend time with those people to have some fucking marshmallows and roast weenies. Ugh. Ugh. No, you fucking turn on the grill, you make some ribs, you make some filet, you make some chicken breast.
Oh, that's no, there was good food.
Well, at least they did that.
There was good food.
At least because they couldn't put a roof over your head. Fuck that.
No, we couldn't do it.
No, I would not go on those shows. I would not vacation like that. No. If I'm going to go camping, there better be indoor plumbing. That's why I don't go camping.
Yeah, there was a problem with that.
If I wanted to shit outside in a hole, I wouldn't pay for a fucking mortgage. I can have that and a lot more money in my pocket.
I can have that. You know, I would just... You know what? I can walk around.
There's people in every major city that are living that lifestyle for free.
Absolutely.
Why would I want to travel for that?
I know. I just wear my shirt every day that says EDP.
Grab a shopping cart and some newspapers for a blankie. We call it a day. No, I don't want to.
I like collecting cans.
You'd be perfect at it.
I know I would. I'm really good at that.
A lot of movement, though. That's not your thing.
No, it would be okay.
Okay.
At least I had the cart to steady myself.
Be in better shape.
Yeah, I would. There would be a lot of walking and bending.
No, it all sounds awful. No, I would not do that show. No, I would not hang out with your friends of friends to go on that fucking awful trip. No, resort my ass. Resort my ass, and I want more than basic bullshit cable, too. I want a little fridge in my room.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I always do, too.
Yeah, and I want the option to tell the bellhop, no, I'll handle my own luggage, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, these are things if I'm going on a fucking, there's nobody I need to hang out with that badly for that experience. like if you're dying, I'll spend the night on the chair in your room with you.
And hold my hand while I'm breathing my last breath.
Dirty, but at least you'll know I'm there.
Noted.
But you'll know I'll do that. I'll lose a night of comfortable sleep for you.
Thank you,
Pippi Alex.
Thank you.
To fucking hang out? No. No.
So you're not going to come over and sleep in our backyard?
No. I have a perfectly good backyard. Why would I want to sleep in somebody else's?
I know.
I got a fire pit. Fuck you. I got a big movie screen, too. Even when I hang out in my backyard, I don't rough it. I watch fucking movies out there.
I know. Yeah. I know. I don't even spend time
There's
in my backyard.
There's a reason we evolve.
Yes.
I don't devolve.
No.
If I want to go camping, I don't need money. I can just be.
Yeah. Just be.
Yeah, I can just fucking be.
See, if I'm going to spend that much time going someplace, now, this is on my bucket list.
If
I have never
been there.
If you're
going to spend time going someplace, it better be better than your house.
Yeah.
Them's the rules.
Yeah.
Because if it's worse, I can stay home.
Most places are. But
I understand.
But on my bucket list is to go someplace with a swim-up bar.
I've done that.
I know, and it looks
How
like it's
know
really
I've done
fun.
That? You weren't there.
No, but I mean,
Cancun.
A lot of people have done that.
I think Aruba had it, too. Not every place has that.
No, but a lot of those places, Dev.
Yeah, you could achieve that.
Yeah, no, it's an achievable bucket
Absolutely.
List thing.
Absolutely.
And it's like, that's what I want to do. I want to lie around. I want to swim. I want to swim over and get a nice cocktail and then lie around some more. That's a vacation.
And then go into a place that has air conditioning.
Yes.
Yes.
When I'm done with being outside, I want some place to go.
Yes.
That's comfortable.
So why would I want to go on Naked and Afraid? Why would I want to go on Survivor? Why would I want to hang out with your stupid friends of friends? None of those things are appealing. None. And if they're listening, fucking don't blame me. Build more on your property. It's obviously big enough. If you want to hang out with me, do better.
Do better.
Them's the rules.
There have been people who have been doing it for, they've been doing this for like, decades.
Because they've never been anyplace nice.
That's not true.
It most certainly is. People who are used to staying into, I don't know, let's get fancy, 2.5-star places are better.
Oh, no. Come on. Don't be highfalutin on me.
If you're used to staying in no worse than a Holiday Inn Express.
Right.
Which is nice. I like a Holiday Inn Express.
They are.
You're not doing that.
No.
You're not doing that.
Yeah.
This is for people who can't take vacations. And I get that. You don't have options. That's fine. I'm not judging you.
Right.
You know, listen, money's tight. You know, this is nice that they offer this to you. But still, room and board would be nice. But yeah, but I have options. I have options, and all those options include a roof.
Yeah. Fancy.
It's the way I am. I'm a fancy man.
Part of the downside, I mean, although we did enjoy spending time with these people, part of the downside is that everybody there drinks, and some people smoke. And, you know, I'm with my husband who's been sober for over 20 years. And so it's like, we don't do any of that stuff. So everybody's getting, like, you know,
faced. Well, that's what makes the fucking accommodations tolerable.
Yeah, partly.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Because they're partying their faces
off. I was faced with that, I might fucking smoke for the first time.
I know, but we're like, well, we're not doing that. And there's not a lot going on, and it's hot. And so we're like, we're almost anxious to get back to our room.
Of course you are.
We take our cleats off and we go and might lie down.
Of course you are, because you're not a fucking animal.
Well,
you have options.
Yes, people we have options.
People who have options. I know people dig camping.
Yeah. I know. No.
Leave that for the poor.
Well, I can't believe how many people do really love going outside.
Because they have this fake macho do-it-yourself thing.
And girls do it, too,
You
want to
do it yourself? How about this? Build the fucking house you live in. There you go. Start with that. And if you do that, kudos to you.
It's like, look, and then you can show people, look what I accomplished,
Skill set,
yes,
though considerable, is not geared to that lifestyle.
Yeah, I am. I'm not. You're too young to remember Yul Gibbons, right?
Yul Gibbons.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. I do remember.
You know, he's so excited that he just remembered Yul Gibbons. he was that guy that was, I think he was a naturalist, and he was on a commercial, like Grape Nuts or something, and they would talk about.
I remember John Denver did Grape Nuts.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yul Gibbons, I've never heard of.
He was this old dude that was, like, in the 70s. He was, like, a naturalist, and he used to eat nuts and berries and you know, all
they
that kind of stuff.
Candy
bark,
bars?
Basically. Though, I don't know why he did this.
When
did.
When the plane goes down, I'm eating you.
Yeah.
There's none of this foraging. Stop it. Well, survival is, if we've learned anything from Naked and Afraid, survival is about conserving energy.
Yes.
Blunt force trauma to your temple is going to save me a lot of calories from grunting and
foraging. And it's so cold and there's so much snow, you can preserve the meat for a while.
I might not need to leave.
No.
It could be my second home, just feasting off Pipiola.
You could be there for a while.
Yes.
I have a lot to feast on. But but the thing was that this guy was known for, like, going out and roughing it and eating these crazy things. And I'm like, not if I have grape nuts. I don't have to eat bark. Why? Why?
Because people need to feel more in touch with nature.
Yeah.
If we wanted to feel in touch with nature, God wouldn't have invented clothing.
No. And shoes.
Well, it's part of clothing.
Yeah, I know.
And bras for every day of the week.
Numbered so that you don't... Ah! Joe's girl says, sure, now we won't mind the dirty bra. No, he will.
You know, again, if we're in the wild, Joe's girl, I'll let things slide. By day three, it's time to take that shit down to the river. Get yourself a stone. Rub your stupid bra against the stone, getting off the cake, dirt, and sweat. I'll let it slide for a couple days. But when we're in captivity, there's no excuse.
In captivity.
Sure, there's no excuse.
I know. We're supposed to be civilized.
I am a clean human being.
Yes.
I have soft hands.
Oh, my God. You do have soft hands.
Yes. This is a well-preserved life.
You're not out there like... sawing wood and making walls out of stones and things.
I mean, I've done stuff outside.
Sure.
But when the option presents itself of having people to do that, do that.
There's some things I will attempt on my own, and there are other things I just throw money at it.
There's a reason why there's money.
Yes.
Money is created to get other people to do things that you can't or don't want to do. People throw money at me to make them laugh because they don't have a funny friend.
Right.
I throw money at people to build shit. Yes. Not because I can't, but because I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to clean my gutters.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Joe always talks about how it's hard to do, and I say, well, get somebody to do it. I don't want to spend the money. Really? You waste so much money on bullshit.
Yeah, no, that's something that I will
throw money at somebody else. Instead of after the show, Joe drinking at the end of the show in the bar.
Yeah.
If he would just get club soda, he could have paid for somebody to clean his gutters. He's afraid of heights.
That kind of doesn't make sense.
Bring your own booze, get that at the liquor store, buy a house, drink in the hotel room if you want to have your post-show wind down. I get it.
Yeah.
And have somebody else clean your gutters.
Yeah, there's ways to do this.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
It's all about planning.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely things like I'll do my own weeding, but damn it, somebody else is changing my oil. I don't want to climb under a car ever again.
I could change my own oil.
I don't want to.
I haven't done it in years. No need.
As soon as I realize that costs like
$35. I could wash my own car. No need.
Yeah, well, no, not if it's so inexpensive to do.
Yeah.
And it's like they have all these brushes and stuff.
Well, yeah, the satisfaction of a job well done. You know what else is a job well done? A nice nap. Wake up. That was a hell of a snooze.
You work on those, do you?
I did good. I feel refreshed. I don't think anybody could have napped the way I just napped. I feel good about me.
It was a power nap.
It was a power nap.
You know, Mr. Helix and I were just... We basically almost took turns napping. I don't know who was on guard and for why. But, you know, like, we do, like... a chore, and then time for a nap.
I nap for 5 minutes at a time.
No, really?
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Really? Wait a minute. So you lie down, and then
I'm up 5 minutes later.
Is it because you're nervous energy?
No, my body just says, "Wow, you are exhausted," and you feel the grouchiness getting you.
Yeah,
I'm like, I need to stop.
Yes,
there's not a Snickers available.
Right,
I need to stop, and I'll close my eyes for 5 minutes, and I'm ready to go.
Really? Mm-hmm. You can just—that's all it takes.
Because I don't waste my time sleeping outside.
Fighting off things.
I'm fighting off things, building a lean-to. There's no need. I have a couch.
building a lean-to.
No need. I don't need to prove anything to any of you motherfuckers. There's no need. I don't need to prove anything to myself.
But see, that's actually really refreshing that you are secure in your masculinity.
Oh no. I don't know how masculine I am. I just no longer give a shit.
That's what I mean. You don't feel like you have to go around going, I'm going to have a monster truck with big tires.
I don't need to do that because I have a brain and I have money. Mm-hmm. That solves a lot of problems.
Yes, it does.
I know I'm smart.
Monkeys can use tools, and our tool is
money. And I pay monkeys to use tools. Why do I work? So I have money to do shit I don't want to do.
Yes.
I can't take the money with me. I might as well spend it on shit I don't want to do.
Shoes?
So what?
Spend it on shoes?
Why would I spend it on shoes?
That's what I do.
Well, if that's what you enjoy, sure.
I do.
I will spend it on, you know. Listen, we just ordered it. I got a desk for the daughter. I'm sure theoretically I could have moved it myself, but they have a service.
Oh,
Let them. Yeah. Why should
I move? Them put their back out.
I'm not going to put it in the Kia.
No. Hey, you know, you just said, is it okay to talk about what the theme is?
But we have a theme?
Of her room.
Oh, okay, I guess.
I mean, like, I think it's really exciting that she's getting a Harry Potter room.
She has a Harry Potter room.
So it already was Harry Potter and you're adding to
it? No, it was made over today.
Oh, all in one day? Did you have it all planned out and then... Put it together.
I was really not involved with this. My job was to distract the daughter when she came home because they weren't quite finished yet.
Oh, I see.
I was outside with. I'm like, tell mommy, mommy lost her keys again. Help me find her keys outside. So you know, my daughter rolled her eyes because my wife's always losing shit. and I distracted her with that. And you know, the room was done.
That was very clever.
My brain. These are skills I have. Very deceitful.
So now, what house is she?
Ravenclaw.
Really?
Yeah, she's been Ravenclaw for a while.
Really? That's really interesting because
I think she learned that on one of her, there used to be a website, a Harry Potter website.
Okay. So they actually sorted
them? Sign you
them?
A house.
Okay.
But now she's in this after school program, Dumbledore's Army.
Yeah.
Which they might give her another school. I don't know. She's not buying it though. She's Ravenclaw.
She's Ravenclaw thick and thin.
Yes.
All right. I respect that.
You know what all this is?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Okay.
Is that sad?
No. I mean, other people are into this shit. I'm not, but
no,
it's fine.
I mean,
I wish I was, but I'm not.
Well, because Harry Potter was House of Gryffindor, and so a lot of people default to that's the house they want. Because the hero is... And his two pals are from Gryffindor.
Yeah.
And so it's really strange. I would be concerned about a child that was like, the bad guys are all in Slytherin.
I would be Slytherin.
I
would be Slytherin.
Why?
But it's the same reason I like the Empire. It's the same reason I like Rowdy Roddy Piper. The bad guys are more interesting. Good guys are boring. Superman sucks cock. Superman is much as boring. Batman's an interesting guy. He's a dark, tortured soul.
He's dark.
Superman's a goody-goody. You know, as a kid, I like Luke Skywalker. As an adult, you like Han Solo. There's more there. There's more substance.
The bad guys are more interesting.
Yes.
That's why girls like the bad boys.
Sure. Me too.
Yeah. Bad boys. You're into the bad boys? You just double snapped.
I most certainly do.
You are into bad boys.
You know, they're just more interesting. The dark side is more interesting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't find myself attracted to men as like partners that are dark side anymore because...
Oh, I'm mysterious.
Yeah. El Mysterio.
Who was that?
That was South Park. Oh. I think that, you know, girls who are rebelling against their parents are like, oh, let me go for the bad boy.
Sure.
But they make bad choices as life partners. They disappoint you.
Yeah, but I'm talking about for my entertainment value.
But for entertainment, they're most intriguing.
Listen, Harry Potter is boring as fuck.
No.
The character himself?
Oh, him? Yeah. No. Actually, if you read the books...
No, why would I?
He's multi-layered. It was actually refreshing to read a child as a character that wasn't goody-goody. Like and it wasn't like, oh, look how mischievous and naughty that child is. I've read books when I was younger with that's the kind of character. He's multifaceted. He's three-dimensional because he's good. He is the hero, but he also has other thoughts. Like sometimes he gets put out with people. Sometimes he's being proud or petulant, or you know, he's being a normal person. You know, he really is fully fledged, and it's Joe's girl saying that she's worried about Joe. We didn't hear from him, did we? Because she's like, he should be here by now.
Well, Joe said he was leaving at 4:30. Oh, let's see. I'll check.
All right. So while you're doing that, well, I just was saying that I thought in the books you can hear his mind, not his mindset, but what he's thinking. And what's really great about the Harry Potter books is that the characters are really fully fledged. Like even the supposedly sinister characters. I don't know if I noticed this so much in the books, but I was sitting and looking at the Harry Potter movies over the weekend, and one of the things that I noticed is that one of the characters, what is his name? One of the characters is one of the kids who lives in Slytherin House, and his parents are part of the dark side and everything. And that kid in the movies, he seems more just bad, but then in the movies you do see him have moments of I really don't want to do this bad thing, like, and he
redeeming qualities.
Yeah, so the bad side has redeeming qualities and the good side has human emotions that aren't like heroic. So the books are marvelous.
I think Ravenclaw, I think it had like certain characteristics like intelligence or something, I don't know.
Yeah,
each house has its own characteristic, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think it's
I just remember when my wife said she was like a Hufflepuff or something, like, oh, what now?
Is it? Yeah, Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
I'm not sure what their characteristics are. There wasn't a lot that I remember about their house. But, you know, I mean...
Hufflepuff sounds like something like you'd wipe your butt with. like a bear would grab a Hufflepuff in the woods.
Yeah, well, you know what? And they probably talk about, you know, enjoying the go when they're grabbing that Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
But that's not something that I would want to use or think about too strongly. You know, by the way, I just have to mention that earlier Joe's girl said that when she said that you wouldn't mind about the dirty bra because you were planning on eating me as a survival technique.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the dirty bra? Is that going to stop you?
The good thing about me eating you is I'm a fairly decent cook, so I won't be bored.
Well, you know what? There are fine cuts.
There are fine cuts. Who wants rump roast?
Well, there's plenty of rump to roast.
Exactly.
But the thing is, I'm sure that I have fine marbling.
Yeah. No, you'd be succulent.
I've heard that before.
I'd go to a Francesco's or Giancarelli's. Nice slab of pipiolix.
Succulent meats. Well, you know, I think the ribs would be excellent. You know?
Speaking of restaurants.
Yes.
You know me. Now I watch these cooking shows, The Pet Peeves.
Yeah, I know.
So I go to a restaurant. I order a sliced steak sandwich on garlic bread. First of all, why is garlic bread extra for a sandwich? Is the garlic powder worth that much?
I don't know that they use garlic powder, but no, it's not. And why
$1.50 extra.
What?
If I order on the, if I have it with garlic bread.
I think it's because of having to like heat it separately and
really? They're turning on the stove for my garlic bread?
No, it's already done. I mean, I'm not saying that it's worth $1.50 extra, but I mean there is like extra processing that they have to do to make garlic bread rather than just bread. They already have bread. So now they have to put the butter on it, they have to put the garlic on it, they have to put it in, they have to watch it so that they're not toasted to death.
No, it's not that hard.
No, it's not hugely hard, difficult to make garlic bread, but that, I mean, it's quite a markup.
I think so. Then the sandwich was supposed to have grilled onions on it. It's a sliced steak sandwich with grilled onions. First of all, the steak's not sliced. It's more like cubed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I don't understand. They don't advertise it as sliced steak.
Right. Because
it's a steak sandwich.
And
you'd
think that would be easier to cook, but whatever.
So it's a sliced steak sandwich with grilled onions. They forgot the onions.
Oh, no.
There's two ingredients. How do you miss? How do you forget half of them?
Yeah, really? That's sad.
I mean, I asked for them. They brought them back.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, another pet peeve of mine because I watch these shows. It's the whole protein to bread ratio. The protein has to cover all of the bread.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, don't blame me.
I've thought that many times and I never thought to, like, voice it. But yes.
That's what this show's about.
No, really. I mean,
Harry
like,
Potter, dirty bras, and protein to bread ratio.
Yes, this is what we find important. But I've found that many times. Although, when I get, say, a burger and they give you one of those giant Kaiser buns, I'm pulling all the bread off around the.
Yeah, but if you're going to give the giant Kaiser bun, you have to have a giant burger.
You do.
And they don't do
and
it. And,
it has to go to the edge of the bun, please.
I then think less of your establishment when you don't do that.
I think cheap.
Yeah. I think, what is this? I don't need to fill up on bread. Just, I filled up on bread when you put it on the table.
I don't. See, now, this is a pet peeve I have with burgers and turnovers. When I bite into a turnover, there had better be some apple in my first bite. If it's all just batter for like two bites in.
Well, doesn't turnover, isn't that thing in the middle?
It is in the middle, but it's like if I have to bite two bites in and I'm still getting dough and I'm not getting any fruit, I'm pissed off.
Do you send it back?
No. Well, I mean, you usually buy that at a bakery and you take it home. You don't, like, eat it in a place.
My mom at the same place got a sandwich. She didn't like it, but she ate, like, almost all the meat. It's like, well, you can't complain after you eat all of them. It's like, it doesn't work that way.
She didn't like it?
She was
eating it still?
She thought it was, like, too spicy. She's very sensitive to, like spice and everything.
I feel that.
But it's like, okay, but bite one. Maybe bite two. Bite two, the latest.
Yeah. Then you go, the first bite you're going, I don't know about this. Maybe that just had something too much on it. Let me bite. No, it's going to be all the way through. Nope.
That you can't eat the whole thing. Go, well, I didn't like that. No. That's like when people come up to me at the end of a show. I didn't think you were funny at all. Funny, you stayed for an hour.
Yeah,
it's like, what do you mean?
I know.
It wasn't going to get... After 5-10 minutes, I'm not getting better.
You should know where this is going.
Yeah. Nowhere good.
You have a feel for what I'm about now.
Yeah.
It's like if you're diving into a casserole and you've eaten two big spoonfuls and you're not liking it, do you think that it tastes better when you get to the other side of the plate? No.
I don't understand.
No.
So. Which really is a grievance about nothing. I did nothing this week, and that's what this show is about. Because now we got to wait for Stupid Joe. But
wait,
we might just start the show with that.
Wait, we have
I mean, we're doing the show, but you know.
Yeah, wait, we have a show about nothing?
Yeah.
I've mean, heard about that. You know, in my office, there in the day program, we had a little get-together during lunch, and we have all these leftovers. One of the things that they got from the for the get-together was a carrot cake.
Okay.
Which is really cool, except, you know how they insist on decorating everything for the closest holiday?
What do you mean?
Well, they decided to make the carrot on top of it look scary.
Did you get a Simchas Torah cake, carrot cake? Because that was the last Jewish holiday. It was last week.
I don't think...
Oh, it doesn't go by Jewish holidays.
No.
Oh.
No.
Maybe a Yom Kippur cake? That's always light and airy.
A Yom Kippur cake.
Yeah, sure. Cheat yourself.
We had an achievement as a company, and so we were celebrating.
Is carrot cake really an achievement cake?
Well, all the food that we ate before the carrot cake was achievement food.
Okay.
We chowed down, basically. It was great. It was great to have.
Good. They treated you well.
Yeah, they did. They did. It was very nice.
Who pays for that? Just wondering.
We did get some money for that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we did.
Tax dollars at work, kids.
Yeah. Not at the company.
Right.
So we got you know, we ate some food and we had this carrot cake, but they decided to make the carrot on top look scary. So it's got these two bulgy blue eyeballs.
They gave the carrot a character.
Yeah, and it had little teeth.
No.
Little.
Like it might eat you back.
Like, yeah. Like it might bite back. And I am so freaked out by the face on this carrot that I'm just like, oh my God. And so my coworker thought that was really funny that the eyeballs were bothering me. So she saved the eyeballs from the cake. And they've been showing up near my desk ever since.
So they're plastic eyeballs.
No, they're icing eyeballs.
Oh, those aren't going to last long.
No, they're not. But she scared me with them once, and then she froze them and got me again.
I like this coworker of yours.
Yes, and then she took them and put them on top of a cup and put it in the drawer of my desk. I opened the drawer to get something, and there are the eyeballs again.
This coworker is my type of people.
Yeah, she's really awesome. So I have to find. They were gonna have.
You know what you should leave in her drawer?
What?
I got an idea.
What?
You're going to like this.
My dirty bra?
Yes. Yes.
She would. Yeah, I'd be written up.
No.
That would be like sexual harassment.
No, I think you should.
No, no, no. Nobody's getting my dirty underwear but me.
You're an animal.
Yes, and your point.
Should be shot.
Well, now I'm trying to figure out what I should do with the eyeballs to get her back.
Oh, you still have the eyeballs?
Well, they're still in my drawer.
Well, nothing. You can't use the eyeballs. You have to find something else to get it back. I told you. A bra.
Yeah, I'm not. No. I can't do that.
Use condom?
Yeah, no. You really want me to get fired,
no,
don't
but
you?
Not really used.
Not really used?
I don't mean to hang out at the park.
Wait for something to get thrown over a shrub.
I don't mean go to the park at 5 a.m. and see what the good night brought you. I don't mean that.
See, wait for something to be thrown over the shrub
no.
and catch it in a mitt?
No, you treat yourself. You go to your local Rite Aid CVS.
Treat yourself.
Get yourself a little condom there. Get yourself a little mayonnaise. Throw that in.
Oh, no.
Yes.
This, Jesus.
You need to raise the game.
No, I can't raise it that far.
Don't bring it here. then don't bring your problems here if you're going to be a wuss. I'm not interested. if you just want to be meh, you're talking to the wrong guy.
That's true. That's true. I forgot where I was.
Yeah, so I can't help you.
No.
I don't have average.
That's just like a general statement, though.
What?
I can't help you.
I do help people. You just don't listen.
No, I don't.
I've told people wash your bras. I've told people camping is for losers.
Well, there's one thing you won't help me with.
What's that?
You won't help me garbage pick at your neighbors.
It's funny because our guest is here is actually in between the two houses. She wants to go garbage picking, Tim.
Yes, I absolutely do.
I told her she must do it under the cover of darkness because that cannot happen during the day.
So I'm desperately waiting for nightfall.
Yes, feel free to garbage pick. Just don't. Just make sure you go around the block the other way, around the complex.
And then come back like I all of a sudden just
no,
arrived
just
there?
Just don't come back.
Like, ever.
Leave, pick, load it into your car, and go the other
go
way
away.
Out. Go out the other way.
I don't want to see
maybe
it.
Maybe take a couple of weeks off. Maybe don't come back.
Maybe get my, you know, get the arm working again and yeah, use my own car so nobody recognizes
it. I don't want to have to see that. I don't want to have to have that conversation when the neighbor's eyes meet your eyes and they're like, we saw what your friend did. I you know, that's awkward. I was like, yeah, well, your dog craps on my front yard.
So how about that?
Yeah, and you should see what she did on your front yard.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
It was late and I had to go.
Exactly.
No, I got a long drive.
I don't want that conversation.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people picking there.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, there's not really good stuff.
What's the good trash?
No, the good trash is stuff that you can remake up so that it'll be part of your Halloween front yard display.
If you're into front yard displays,
yeah,
travel around the complex. Other people seem like have already put out stuff for Halloween. Just take their stuff.
No.
Sure, they seem like they have good ideas.
No.
Why do the extra work?
No, you do the extra work. You steal.
No, I don't.
Well, you had a gig, so you weren't able to make it to my wedding. But
right.
I had garbage picked a headboard and a footboard from my friend's neighbors.
No wedding should ever have I garbage pick in the description of it. There's no, ooh, it sounds lovely.
Well, I was at my other
Everybody
friend's.
Had spam.
They enjoyed it. Oh, don't judge me.
You're an animal.
No. We were talking about my wedding when I was at another wedding with Mr. Helix, not this weekend, but the last weekend. And one of my friends who had been there was saying, oh, my favorite part was the bed bugs. And another lady who didn't know me goes, What? Bed bugs at the wedding? Ew. And she's like, no. It was a Halloween wedding. And it was the year that there was the big scare about bed bugs. And I had garbage picked a headboard and a footboard so that I could make a fake bed, and I made all these paper bed bugs just crawl all over the bed. It was a really good feature, but it sounded out of context like a bad thing. And my friend was not at all upset that I was garbage picking from her neighbor. I was making a prop.
Well, like I said, you can ask our guest Tim on the break if you can garbage pick from his neighbor.
All right, because, excellent.
Because it's a mutual neighbor, and I don't want to be the defining answer.
Well, Tim shouldn't be really offended by me because
everybody should be offended by you.
Everybody is offended by me, but he really shouldn't because it's like, when are we going to see each other again? Like, not soon.
Not you've told him you garbage pick for your wedding. Nobody ever hears that and go, I got to hang out with her.
Yeah, I know. That sounds excellent. Yeah. What a good way to spend my time.
Dirty bras and garbage picking at wedding. I don't. You should even be.
I am a catch.
This is why I need to move to a gated community.
Because you won't let me in.
Yes, there needs to be a buffer between me and you.
And yet you complain viciously when I have to phone it in. What do you want? Do you want me here? Being filthy at you, or do you want me at home?
I want you here.
Yes.
Being clean and not embarrassing.
Okay. You can't have both.
I can.
You can't have your cake and eat it too. Are you going to look at the cake? You're going to eat something. What do you want? What was that?
It's the train.
Oh, it's the train.
We've never heard the train.
I was going to ask you if anything runs that line. I have crossed over that train tracks all the time to get here and back, and there's never been
a boxcar with your name on it. Why don't you load yourself into it?
I'm just gonna see
where it goes.
I'm gonna lie down on the tracks or pretend that the Mr. Dastardly has tied me to it. Oh no.
Yeah, nobody's coming
to save me.
Mighty Mouse is gonna fly right on over.
He's okay.
Yeah, we're good. Good.
Die, bitch. Mouse.
Gonna slow down traffic, but we all have our crosses to bear.
Yeah, I'm mighty, but I don't think I can lift that and get any, you know.
Mighty Mouse could lift you. He's a very strong
mouse. He was really strong.
That's why he's mighty.
Well, it's because he used to sniff really deeply into those flowers. Wow, that train is loud.
Apparently they changed its track and it's coming right through here.
I know.
I don't think the microphones picked that up, though.
No, I know. But we're hearing it. But I think that they're going to come right through the backyard and rumble over all of those campers you have back there.
Campers suck. Camping is stupid. Tim, do you like camping?
Infrequently camp.
Okay.
So that means when the car breaks down and he has to wait for AAA. That's what infrequently camping is. All right, Tim, say it nice and loud. A resort or camping? What do you take?
Wow, he has to think about it.
Camp, Tim, leave.
Yeah. He'd rather camp than stay in a resort.
No.
I have to feel your forehead. You might be feverish.
He should camp at a resort. See if he gets a discount.
I'll choose the destination with the fewest people that have to deal with.
Oh,
destination
okay.
with the fewest. Now, I respect few people.
Yes, I know
but
that that's
I'm not replacing alley. People with varmints and bugs. Speaking of, Joe's walked in. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be back.
Varmint.